I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you hear this ridiculousness?
What'd I say? I said just look out for him. What are we talking
about? Are we going for the 10th consecutive year? Will people buy Notre Dame doing anything?
Even Notre Dame fans know this is a down year for Notre Dame.
Ain't no down year. They're getting to the playoffs.
Of course they're getting to the playoffs. They have to win one game.
No, they're going to get to the playoffs with like
a nine and A&M, though.
Yeah, but they might beat everybody else.
They beat Texas A&M. I think they're coasting.
If they beat, I think they're underdogs. I picked Notre Dame. I think.
But then they're going to be a one loss team. What are they not going to get in with one loss?
That's my whole point. That's what I'm telling you.
They're going to lose more than one game. For whatever reason, when I try to look at Safari at the same time I'm on with you guys, it takes me off the screen. So I can't. I'm a little on my heels here. So. Normally, I can do both at the same time.
We've got other things to talk about. We're going to start with this one before we get to the congratulations. Let's start with this one. You can't post pictures like hanging up sheetrock with like a hammer and nail and like a sports bra and short shorts and go, these aren't thirst traps. These are home improvement pictures. Those are also thirst traps. You can't.
No,
that is not accurate. Yes, they are.
No, they're not, bro. There's nothing thirsty about it.
I disagree. No, I disagree. You out here trapping.
I'm glad that people could see it like that because that means I got it, even though I don't really want to do that. You know what I mean? But that's who we should really do. You have no room.
Yeah. Get him, TK.
You have no room. You're out here fasted. I know you were fasted in that photo. You hadn't eaten in days, and he's posting that photo. He probably did like a bunch of sit-ups and push-ups first,
and then clenched in.
Don't act like I know. Even when I'm trying to do my little nail gun, I'm trying to hold my abs in when I'm just, you know.
Luckily,
I explained that to you. And go to maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 and. Look like I looked in that picture.
Luckily,
a little fast isn't going to hurt anybody. I ain't shaming people for thirst traps, by the way. I'm just saying you can't say it's not a thirst trap.
There was a photo that I didn't even realize. Well, I didn't know that someone's back was a thirst trap. I think any skin at all is just a thirst trap now. What are we doing? Like, no.
Well, luckily, I'm the only one with morals and integrity on this conversation, and you will always see me clothed.
How about you just don't have it like that?
Well, just wait till that new endorsement we were talking about last night kicks in, and then Casey.
I tell you what, if Kenny has abs and pecs, like, I promise you, we are seeing Kenny's.
Oh, just wait, just wait.
Nah, that's a couple months away. That's not my bag. I don't think. I wouldn't.
Hey, the check doesn't clear.
I'll get in better shape.
The check doesn't clear until the pecs and abs are on Instagram, buddy.
Yeah.
But now, I ain't mad at it though.
By DeWalt.
You put in the work. You do whatever you need to do. At that point, you put in the work. I'll do what you do.
I didn't think I was gonna talk about this today. There's this like very crazy petty beef going on between these two girls in the sports betting space. Uh-oh. I don't know if it's made it to y'all, but it's called the Walking Bets drama. There was this girl that works for BetQL, Lucy, who's been doing this thing called walking bets, which is basically thirst trapping and giving out bets while walking. Why would walking be something that you would do while giving out bets? Everybody has creative minds, right?
Is she a blonde?
What happens when you walk? You get a little jiggle. Won't you wobble, wobble? Won't you shake?
Is she a blonde?
Yes.
A brunette?
No, she's brunette. No, that's Taylor Mathis. Lucy's been doing it first. And then this other girl, Taylor, started doing it too. But Taylor's got more of everything. You know what I mean?
So here's she, that way.
No, I saw Taylor.
And she goes lower. You know, when they go low, we go lower cut. And so the cleavage is like as long as like I-405 in L.A. at rush hour. And so she's getting viral, right?
She did that in response to the other lady, though, huh?
Well, that's where we're going. So, really quick. So
I'm just going to hit play on this real quick.
Let me just preface this by saying I don't think there's anything wrong with how you get your bag. I'm not judging. I'm not a mean girl. I don't care. I think it's fine. Like, that's where I'm going, starting off. Do what you do. Don't care. So then the original, my former colleague, Lucy, starts bullying her online.
Oh.
And it's like, you stole my bets. You stole my shtick. Da-da-da. I'm the queen. Blah, blah, blah. And then the other girl, she's gone viral. She's like gone from 65,000 on Twitter to, if you look at her up now, I think she's probably at 150,000 already. Like, she's going. She's blowing up, right? And she's like crying, and it's a whole thing. And it's crazy. It's crazy. And I have to call people like, hey, we got to stop Lucy from doing this. It's mean. And then, but then at the end of the day, Taylor, her account went from 115 to probably 150 now in the span of the last week because of this whole thing. Other sports bettors, males, have done like parody videos of it. It's a whole thing.
I just learned that Taylor's following me.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Hey. Hold up.
The big D-Lo, not the little one.
Hold up. She saw your
all right. Hello.
Pull up bets.
So I just wanted everyone to watch. Just, this is what we're talking about. This is just
research
for this is
oh,
just
can
for
you pull this up? There
yeah,
you
this
go.
Is just yeah. for research purposes. This is yeah. the walking.
Yo, this is
come betting on, content.
Come
yeah.
On.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't.
Come on, man.
I don't know. This is your people, or the other young lady is your people?
No, the other one, and the other one decided last week she was going to go a full week of animal print. She does this thing where she spins upside down the phone. You'll see. You should post the last one for Lucy Burge. She'll post it, and she'll show her outfit upside down so that she shows the midriff off, too.
I'm just.
Oh, man. This is wild, bro.
Everybody's got their own ass.
I didn't even know they was beefing like that. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Lucy
stole Burge.
This from me.
Well, Lucy's,
you can find it.
Lucy's not following me. I don't know.
Not yet.
I don't know.
Not
Taylor's
yet.
Following me, but Lucy's
I mean, not.
What, you wanted me to pull up the last one?
Yeah, Lucy Burge, you can pull up that. We get, you know, that's what's popping.
I got Lucy. I got Lucy up.
Pull it up. Pull it up. All right, there you go.
So here's, she's flipped. Oh, there's the camera flip.
That's the flip. Oh. Yeah, camera flip.
Lucy, she's.
I'm telling you, that's.
Yeah, that's okay. An everyday thing.
She went, Lucy, she.
No,
she,
more.
She elevated her game.
That's like tennis. That's tennis. You got to go. There's other ones.
Well,
that
I'm
are
saying
more.
She pushed the game forward with that one. It's not just. The top. She letting you know, hey, this is what I'm wearing, you know,
yes.
Down low.
Yep. Wow. Yep. There we go. That's that one. That's the one. There you go.
All right. Hello. Today
Lucy not playing.
The absolute
Taylor got to step her game up.
Season.
Taylor got to step her game up.
Got the.
I said that they should always, and listen, I'm going to preface this by saying, do what you do. I have no problem with it. I support women. I support everybody doing their thing. The only person that I'm shaming for thirst traps is Damien.
Well,
that's it.
Fair.
Only
that's fair.
For women, I'm not saying anything negative, but I think Twins money line has to be your top bet every time. Like, if you're going to do that, then Twins money line, even out of season, needs to be a top bet.
Twins money line. I will say, looking at those two, it does seem like Taylor was hating or tried to jack the whole bit, because Lucy wasn't doing nothing. She wasn't bothering nobody. You know what I'm saying? From the two that I saw, she was doing her thing. Taylor was kind of hating.
She took it. That's
yeah,
what
Taylor
we call innovation.
Hating.
You know, it's like lower, bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah.
Big ups.
Wobble, wobble.
Yeah. Well. All right.
Anyway, me on a ladder, not the same thing. not the same thing.
Well, no,
not according to the streets.
There's different levels of
the streets will tell you what's a thirst trap and what's not.
It's different levels.
Yep. The streets will tell you. Yep. It's the yep. But I will say, could the construction content go behind a paywall? Who knows?
I'm sure there's a
only Tristis.
There's a fetish, I'm sure, for so there's speculation. Are you building something in particular or just cleaning up?
I'm reciting my mom's garage. So the garage was built in like 1935 or whatever. And the person that did it didn't do it with any rhyme nor reason. Nothing, like the studs aren't evenly spaced out. They're not done up to code. The studs don't go all the way to the top of the garage. And so my mom wanted me to paint it. And then once I got around to trying to investigate whether it could be painted, I realized, no, it cannot be painted. These boards are impossible to scrape the paint off of because they will literally disintegrate within your very hands. Mm. So I took all the boards off, or most of the boards off, and then decided to reside one side. And then the other side, I realized the windows were being covered up by particle board that was soaking wet and paused and moldy. So I took the board off, saw the windows, and I was like, well, I should probably fix these windows, reside this other side. So no, there's nothing. I'm moving back to Portland. I just not into that garage. That garage will not be where I'm moving. No.
I gotta come up to the Rose Garden, man. Or it's not the. Is it Moda? What is it? Moda now or something else?
We still call it the Rose Garden. We still call it the Rose Garden.
That's fine.
The OGs.
Can we hit these right here? Hey. You announced some news today. You want to share that with everybody?
Yeah, I just signed with Octagon Agency. It's nice. Been in the works for months now, but it is finally official, and I'm very excited. The agent that I'm with is so dope and really kind, and everybody that you talk to in the industry that knows him thinks only good things of him. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, this guy's like the greatest human in the world. So from where I was to where I am now in terms of the comparing and the contrasting of the human beings there, it's a massive, massive upgrade. But also the agency itself is massive. Like, they're, you know, top agency in the game. It means nothing. A lot of people are in my comments, what does this mean for the other things that you may or may not be announcing soon? There's no impact on that. So
that's a big get for Octagon. It's a big game.
I mean, yeah. She's the biggest star. I mean, they got Steph Curry, Simone Biles. Like, you got Trista Crick now.
Come on, man.
Giannis.
You got Trista Crick now.
A lot of WNBA players, too, right? There's a lot of WNBA players at Octagon also.
That's good stuff, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I
can't wait for the next announcement to be made.
Me, too. I'm ready as well. I can't wait to have something that I can announce.
Are we progressing?
There are conversations happening. Mm. But at the end of the day, I'll say this. I trust in the process. I trust in the conversations that we've already had and the belief that's already been instilled and the numbers that have gone along with the we'll call it upgrade, the test program, the test protocol.
There you go.
So
I like that.
We'll see what happens. I am very, like, I have faith. My mom is a very anxious person, and my mom has faith too. So that says good things.
Are you gonna miss the East Coast?
Yeah, I will. I think there's a lot. I have like a little list of fun things I want to do while I'm back over there. I'm going to try to take a road trip up to Quebec City again and go to that little spa. I'm going to take a few more trips up to New York, enjoy some things I haven't seen in a while in D.C. But, you know, the NBA season's about to start, and there is nothing worse than watching NBA games on the East Coast. It's awful. For someone who hates the night, I'm not like a go to bed at 2 a.m. kind of person. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about being able to have like a nice, regular, normal person schedule and be able to still watch every NBA game that I want.
The East Coast seems like a lot of fun. It seems like a cool place to live. I've never been there like for an extended period of time in the winter, so that may change everything. But when I'm there in the spring.
Depending on what part it could.
Spring, summer, and fall, it seems like a cool place to be. A lot going on.
It's great. The the humidity stinks.
Yeah, summer kind of sucks.
The rainstorms. Yeah, the summers are the worst. That's why being out here the last two summers has been great. I've been able to come back right when it starts to cool off. Because it's been really, really rainy. Like, there's been thunderstorms, there's been tropical, like, hurricane winds and all that stuff. But, no, it's been one hell of a ride. I've been on the East Coast since 2017. So, wow. It's going to be great to come back west, be closer to family, be closer to opportunities that exist out here. So, we'll see. Well, it's going to be great to be closer to you guys. I really wish I would have planned it better. I really was trying to find a way to come to the 1,000th show, but I guess I got to come to 1,500 or 2,000.
You can come like to 1,010. It doesn't matter. Like, you can come to any show. It'll be up when Trista Crick is here. When's the move?
My lease is up in December. I tell you guys all the stuff. Like, you guys are like my vlog, you know? You guys have access to the info. Like, it was so funny. Because honestly, I told you guys on Tuesday that my last day was Thursday, and they were like, "Oh, don't!" Odyssey's like, "What are you gonna? You can't tell anybody until like, because I was gonna announce it on BetMGM tonight on Tuesday night too." And then I put up a post. They made me delete it. It was so whack. I'm like, "Why do you guys care? Why do you guys care?" Well, because turns out one of my other hosts was gonna be gone as well. He left, so I didn't know that. You know, it's like real organized.
Who left?
You guys' boy.
Which one?
Anti-Sacramento.
Nick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he's not whole ass out of here. Either.
Oh, hi, Sacramento. Yeah, right there, Nick. I understand you guys are good for the first time. Yeah, right there.
Coming from a
He was such a condescending
really
jerk. It's like, bro, just admit you were wrong and shut up.
Hold on 1 second. Emma wants in. What's going on? What's up, Emma? Go in there, girl. Go in.
What's up, Emma?
My bad.
So are we chilling today or what? Like, what are we building?
Oh, so today. Okay, so here's the issue today. So I've got two windows on the side of this garage. One has been put in 3 inches lower than the other. So how do you make them look symmetrical without pulling the window frame out and trying to get them to be the same size? Mm-hmm. That is screwing everything up in terms of trim, in terms of symmetry, in terms of just how to put the siding on. The right side of the siding's been good. Let's see if we can show you some things. Let's see. Can we do that? How does that work?
Okay, old lady. Jesse? Just hit the button that turns the phone around.
That looks nice.
No, it won't do it. It won't do it on StreamYard. So
oh,
this
that's
is what
tough.
I'm about to do. We're going to... Ladder yep. bets. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Be
oh,
careful.
Okay.
Here. And then yeah. this little piece is plywood. And so now we're going to put a fake little piece of wood here to make it look like these windows are the same height. And then I'll probably use like an epoxy over here because this is metal. Oh. This will go and get nailed in with the nail gun. Oh. And then this is trim. This will all get painted. This is going to have to get scraped. As you can see, great for the radio audience.
This is great. It's Trista Tool Time Crick. Just please don't fall.
I'm really quite balanced.
Okay,
I'm quite balanced.
Your phone's moving a lot, and it makes me feel like you. So that's pretty wild that you were just able to stick the phone in there right through the hole in the window.
That's crazy. That's a trip. That garage looks dope, though. You could turn that into something.
Those windows.
You could turn that into something dope.
You could turn that into your new studio. You're getting a little too far away from the Wi-Fi, honey. You got to go back towards the house. TK, go. Trista, if you can hear me, go back to the house.
That's the latest thing.
Oh, man. Good stuff.
It's been a pain in the ass, though, because it's like, doesn't look like much has been accomplished.
No, the side panel, like, that looks good. I see the difference. I see, like, I don't know how long that took, but it looks really good.
Well, and there's no wall, so I had to try to reframe that window and put new 2x4s in, and then I tried it. There's this specific type of, like, hole. It's called, like, a pocket hole, pocket screw, And it's like you have to almost shallowly go through the board from one to another. And I screwed it up and I went through the wall and then you can't really get it flush. It's just a mess. It's a mess. But the photos and the videos apparently are thirst trappy. So you guys are learning construction by being men, you know?
This has been my favorite like 4 weeks of Trista appearances.
Some good stuff.
Just my absolute favorite.
Why? Just
because you're like building stuff and like I don't even know what we're talking about on a Tuesday to Tuesday basis. It's just literally connecting and going, I wonder what Trista's doing.
Check out
and
what Trista's
she's
doing
taking
on
a break from redoing a garage.
It's gonna be amazing. I can't wait when it's done. Like, what is it gonna look like? Is it gonna look like okay? I don't know. We're gonna try to put walls on the inside too. Like drywall is the next step, which is like basically just wall, how you build walls in like regular construction. But yeah, I'm sure it'll look better than it did. Is it gonna look like professional? I don't know. We're gonna see. But I've gone to the lumber store like probably 15 times.
I was just about to ask, have you made friends at Home Depot? Like, do they know you? Like, TK, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, so there's this small business here in Portland that I go to. And so they know me by name. Like, I go right to the lumber yard area. And they're like, how's it going? Like, what's the next step? Like, tell me about this. I've had lumber delivered 3 times. They'll let you take it back, like some back if you don't use it all. So I've gotten like checks from them and refunds. They just put money back on my card today from some like 2x4s that the siding came on that I didn't need, but they like need that to put it down on your sidewalk or it'll break in half. So it's like you have to basically rent lumber from them. It's crazy. It's like insane. Jeez. But it's super fun. I really, I've never been a handy person, but I think it's always been inside of me. I've never been like a particularly skilled person at this stuff either. And I've been scared to try, you know, you don't want to mess anything up. But the good news is when everything's already screwed up, you can only make it better.
That's right.
You know,
if
I was doing this at Damien's house, I'd be a lot scareder. You know, I'd be like, oh, God, you know, it's all turnkey. I can make it worse. I can't make this worse. I literally cannot make this worse.
You're doing a good job.
You're getting a lot of jokes off about my house. You haven't even been to my house.
No. I mean,
you're making assumptions.
I'm still waiting on the invite.
You don't need one. You can literally come to my house
like
anytime you want
Mahal.
To.
That house.
That's right here.
Crazy.
I saw the video. The video looks very fancy.
What video?
You sent me a video when you first moved in.
Oh, I did send you a video.
Everybody knows. Like, I wish you would stop this charade. Everybody knows what type of house you have.
Yeah.
Did you see Cooper Flagg's new NIL deal?
No.
He signed a deal with New Balance.
Yeah, how much was it, though?
Somebody getting fired at Nike.
So I thought that, I don't know how much it is, by the way. I thought that was so incredible because Duke is a massive Nike school, and he'll wear Nikes.
Yeah.
He wears Nikes during practices and games and I guess he just wears New Balances in life, but on the court for the next year, he'll be wearing Nikes.
I would go ahead.
I guess they wanted to lock him down for when he goes to the NBA because they know he's going to be the number one pick. So you might as well just pay him for a year for basically doing nothing. Just here's essentially like just holding him down, you know?
I wonder how Nike loses a player like Cooper Flagg. He's been in the Nike system with the EYBLs and all this other stuff, going to Duke, all this other stuff. How do you lose Cooper Flagg?
I read a story that he grew up near the New Balance factory, the home of like New Balance. And it's kind of one of those things that it's just close to him. Like he grew up near it. Every season, his mom would take him, and I think his brother or whatever, to get a new pair every basketball season to get a new pair of shoes, which were New Balances, and a new backpack, which was New Balance. So it could be something sentimental. And obviously, they're spending money now. They're in the game. They're trying to get the big dogs, and maybe they thought this was the one that they'd break the bank a little bit on and maybe overpay.
Doesn't seem like you can outpay Nike when they really want you, though.
And
did Nike really want him?
And that's
Nike really
where it comes into.
I don't know why they wouldn't. I don't know if they did or not, but I don't know why you wouldn't. This is Cooper Flagg.
Well, there's also, he could just be a guy at Nike, and he could see that. Yeah. Like, I'm just another guy at Nike.
It's like Michael Jordan and Adidas.
Yeah, I would have pitched to him, it's going to be you and Wimby. Like, for the next 20 years. It's going to be you two.
Hmm.
But what if Cooper Flagg is a bust? What if people at Nike are like not sold on Cooper Flagg?
Well, that could be,
that could be what it is. Like they're just not sold on him.
Yeah.
Like you can be a Nike athlete,
right?
But like we're not rolling out the red carpet for you. We're not promising you your own signature shoe.
They don't even have the red carpet out for Giannis.
No. Well, Giannis.
Yeah, they
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Giannis.
I don't think
signature
big men
shoe, signature,
should really get
apparel.
The red.
And who, and like, it doesn't matter.
What you mean?
LeBron's like, the only big man that I can think of that has real elite roll out the red carpet standing in the sneaker community. Mostly basketball shoes are, signature basketball shoes that I can recall are guards, right? Like, because that's what makes sense for the style of play that you would want to buy a basketball shoe in. You don't want a clunky, stiff, power forward centric shoe.
Right.
Like most people, especially if you're talking about wearability off the court, why do I want cinder blocks on my feet?
None of them have that. Although Book is starting to, he's starting to get that vibe a little bit. But Giannis, the first three Giannis's, they were moving pretty tough. These last,
the freaks, were they?
Freak ones were heavy.
I don't recall that.
Heavy.
Really? Yeah, I don't remember that either.
The freak ones were heavy in the basketball community. Like, you go to these tournaments, the freak ones were heavy.
Okay. I guess also KD, and he plays a different style of game than, like, a big traditional big, but those KD, those Peach
those
Jam KDs, I forget which ones those were.
Those are moving. Yeah, those are moving.
Yeah.
Those are moving.
Those were,
I mean,
comfy.
The structure of KD's shoes are perfect.
The big one right now is obviously, well, the Kobe's. Everybody got the Kobe's.
Yep.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody.
Not everybody.
They find a way to get
I think
them,
Vanessa's I guess. Wishes have not been heard.
So the Kobe's were heavy. The Jaws were heavy.
Yeah, the Jaws do well.
This past year. Yep. LeBron, he's still moving heavy. And the Ants went crazy this year.
Those are crazy. Those are
they
serious
were everywhere.
Off the court shoes though. They look amazing on street.
Oh, Ramsey's right. The Sabrinas are probably.
Oh, Sabrinas are out there.
Three.
Yeah, Sabrinas are out there.
Everybody has some Sabrinas. I'm mad I don't have a couple. So, yeah, Giannis. My whole point was Giannis has kind of fallen off a little bit. That coincides a little bit with when the Freak ones came out. That's when he was an NBA champion, right? So he was like one of the coolest players out there.
And the Paul Georges had like a tiny bit of buzz when they first came.
Exploded on Zion's foot in front of the president, that did a good job.
The first three Paul Georges, those went crazy. I still got those first three. Then four got a little wonky, but the first three were everywhere. Yeah.
Poor Paul George having to answer questions about why his shoe exploded on Zion Williamson's foot.
It's more about Zion than anybody else.
Like, man,
Zion looks good though. He looks like he lost some weight.
He does. Yeah, look like he's getting in shape. Ask Damian this. Do you subscribe to, like, I want you in shape. I want you better prepared to play a whole NBA season. But I don't need you getting too skinny. Like, part of what makes you Zion is you got a little girth on you. You know what I mean? In your hard to guard. Well.
Pause. I think that it's pretty easy. I don't think Zion's ever going to get too skinny. Like, I think he could eat two beignets and gain 15 pounds. Like, I don't think his metabolism really is set up. I think Zion has to work to stay lean. Mm. If he ever got too lean, I don't think it would take him much to rebound back to fluff. Like, I really don't. I think he has one of those Charles Barkley-like bodies.
Don't worry, guys. I'll be fluff by Friday.
Yeah.
I don't think we want Zion as fluff, and that's the point. Like, if you can tear down some of that bad weight and stay at a good weight or build back up with good weight, then that's a positive. The idea is he's young enough, mm-hmm. and it's the benefit he has is you could do that when you're his age at the same time.
Yeah.
You can tear down the bad weight, build up good weight, and you could wind up being, you know, what they say, 271 or something like that. But it's an entirely different 271 than you might have been a year ago.
I thought 100%. His perfect build was that picture we showed the other day when he, that first.
Well. I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was it 30 games when they were the one seed? Yeah. And he was going crazy. They beat Phoenix, and Phoenix got mad because he did the 360 and all this other stuff at the end of the game. And he was ripped. Like, he was ripped. He was still Zion. He was athletic. I thought that was peak Zion physically. And maybe he's able to get back to that this year.
Congratulations again, TK, on the new agency. Don't hurt yourself climbing ladders and nail
guns. I am very nimble. I am nimble. I could walk up the ladder with no hands, with my little selfie situation. I could even hammer a nail. Boom, 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 up the ladder right now.
No, I believe
with
it.
Nail gun.
Okay.
You guys see my wire? Like my homage to The Wire with the nail gun and Emma.
I saw that.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, well, I didn't see it. Good. Didn't Emma get put in the vacants? Don't do that.
Yeah.
It was like I had it. You go look. You might have missed it because she's so dark.
I gotta see Emma.
Sitting between my legs.
I gotta see. I gotta see Emma trying to get away from the vacants. Don't put Emma in the vacants.
All right, y'all, see you guys next Tuesday. Okay. I love you. Stay tuned for more photos.
Okay.
Well, I thought you meant news. I thought we was getting more news, man.
Love you too, TK. Appreciate you.
See ya.
Home improvement is over. And since we were talking about fitness the last part of that segment, head over to maptrition.com and use the promo code DLO1320. We could get Zion some fat burners. We could get Zion on point. We can get us some Cravies crushers. Stay away from them beignets.
Yeah.
Well, we could throw some. Well, yeah. We could throw.
Damn good.
They are good. But these Cravings crushers will help you a little bit with those.
Yeah.
The screens powder goes a long way. And then what really helped me last night, even though I woke up super early, I slept good, man. Their sleep enhancers are fantastic. So again, go to maptrition.com. They got a training facility in Granite Bay. It's awesome. You can get meal planning there. They've got a golf simulator there. They got batting cages there. And they got everything you need.
Batting cages.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. So it's Map Training and MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 for 10% off and some extra goodies coming your way. We'll come back with more of DLO and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. So, I feel a little vindication by something that I just saw. I just saw this as we're doing the show. Last year, you know, I make the statement. I said, look, man, Brock Purdy, top 5 to 7 quarterback. I still feel that way. Ain't nothing changed. I think you got your Patrick Mahomes category on his own. Lamar Jackson, kind of like on his own, but I'd put Joe Burrow there. And people are like, yo, Josh Allen, you tripping. I said, Josh Allen, he on the same level as Brock, which is a great level. It's all good. But he on the same level as Brock. What? You crazy, KC. No, you got them Niner. You got them Niner glasses on. You crazy. NFL players had a survey. You want to take a guess on who's rated the most overrated player in the NFL?
No, because I think I already looked at the survey.
Can I guess, Kenny?
Go ahead.
Is it Josh Allen?
It is Josh Allen. Josh
Did
Allen's really good.
Did your camera move? Why do you look so short over there?
Oh, I'm kind of leaning back a little
bit. Okay. What happened?
Get better posture here.
I don't want to touch this bag.
Will you stop it? Put the bag right here.
That's a good point.
Will you stop?
Do you have white gloves to put on so you can move the bag?
No. Look at this thing.
No, I know.
You can't get that,
Sam, it's a regular backpack. What are we talking about?
That's a regular backpack?
Yes.
That's a regular backpack.
Kenny, what brand is that so I can look?
If you don't just move this bag right here and put it right here, there ain't nothing going on with that bag.
Jesse's asking you a
question.
Yeah,
what brand is that? I would like to look to see if I could purchase it.
You want to move?
Don't deflect.
Do you want to move?
I don't. Don't deflect. It's cut day.
I'm not worried about Dame's bag. I'm worried about your bag.
You're deflecting.
Why are you?
You do this all the time.
You got, and he got multiple. He be switching it up, change clothes and pose.
Wow, you deflect so much, like it's concerning.
The $1 million man, Kenny Caraway.
For real?
Stop that! Stop that! Because Dr. David's about to put a meme up. Not the $1 million man.
It's gonna make me Virgil. What's up, Kyle?
Hey guys.
All right, so now that we finally know who did make it and who didn't, surprised?
And, a little bit. I was actually working this. Thanks, man. I'm a little bit surprised that, well, first of all, Elijah Mitchell going on season-ending IR is a shock. Not that he's hurt, because he's been hurt a lot, but that was just
That was season-ending?
I didn't know it was season-ending.
He is finito.
Oh, wow. I misread that. My bad.
I did too. My initial write-up, it was like designated to return. He's not. He's done. And this is his final year under contract at the 49ers. So Elijah Mitchell might just be done with the 49ers.
We've seen him play his last game with the 49ers.
Yeah. It's crazy. Wow. So that happened. They only kept two tight ends, which was not surprising in that they cut anybody who's an NFL caliber tight end. But surprising in that they only kept two. I talked about this a lot with Nick Wagner from ESPN, how they'll probably keep three or four because that's what they usually keep. But there's not any in here that you are like, they have to keep this guy and this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they only kept two. My guess is they'll get one or two of them back on the practice squad and elevate them on game days. Ambry Thomas making the team was also very surprising to me.
Just because he's injured?
Well, just because he's injured, and I just don't know what his role is. Maybe they really like him as a corner and think that he'll eventually develop, but the fact that he's not developed at this point going into year four and then wasn't playing well in the preseason when he got hurt, I was really surprised that he wound up making the team. I'm guessing he goes to IR at some point for his arm, but that was the other one that really jumped out. And then Patrick Taylor, the veteran running back they signed as a free agent, even if Elijah Mitchell wasn't going to be on the team, because I posited they might trade him, even if he wasn't going to be on the team, I thought it would have been Cody Schrader, the undrafted rookie that they like quite a bit. But Patrick Taylor's a good special teams player, a good third down type of guy. So,
is there a position group that you feel like is particularly weak?
Yeah, the defensive end group I don't think is very good. The defensive line just kind of in general. Like Leonard Floyd's a really good player. Yeter Gross Matos might be a good player for the 49ers, but then there's Nick Bosa. And outside of that, it's just like Sam Okeonu made the team, which is definitely a surprise. Robert Beal has proven nothing as an NFL player, in four games. So he's still a significant question mark. I think they're fine with those three guys up top, but if they have an injury at all, which they've already had two, I think they might be in a bad spot.
What I want to ask you something after this too, but real quick, what exactly did Kyle Shanahan say about Leonard Floyd?
Day to day.
So it was like a sprain or hyperextension or something.
Yeah, it was a sprained knee for both him and Gross Matos. Gross Matos is week to week. Floyd is day to day.
Okay.
And they're hopeful to get Gross Matos back to practice for week one, but don't know.
Gotcha. The other thing I was going to say, the linebacking core, what does that look like without Dre Greenlaw? Do you think Campbell or any of the other guys can kind of hold it down for pretty much those? Like, I look at Dre Greenlaw and I think he'll be playing again this year. I'm not expecting him to look like Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah.
So what do you like anybody outside of Fred Warner on the linebacking core?
I think Campbell can play a little bit still. I don't know how much help he had in Green Bay to really maximize what he is at this point. D. Winters can play for sure. I think Curtis Robinson can play a little bit. I was kind of surprised they cut Jalen Graham. I thought Jalen Graham was a guy they might like long term. But Tatum Bethune too, the seventh round pick is a ton of fun. He's flying around in the preseason and throughout training camp. So there's some promising young players there, but nobody that I'm like, man, that guy's got to start today. There's just some kind of exciting, fun talent.
It sounds like the loss of Armstead might have been a little bit bigger of a deal than originally thought.
Yeah,
now, I don't mean that in any disrespect to Eric. I mean, there's obviously reasons he had to leave, but we also thought as we were kind of looking at this, he could wind up being an odd man out like long before he was. Feels like, given the way you just laid out that position group, it could be a problematic.
They would love to have Eric Armstead sure. He was playing mostly inside, but having a player who can, hey, in a pinch, we know this guy can play outside. He can do it. Would have been huge. And they just don't have that player now at this point. Malik Collins is good on the interior. Jordan Elliott is good on the interior, but they're strictly interior pass rushers. So they might mess around with some stuff with like 3-4 looks this year. Brandon Staley's in the building. He's a 3-4 guy. Mm-hmm. They might mess around with some, that way you can have three bigger defensive linemen on the field and you go four linebackers, and it allows you to put some more of that linebacker talent on the field to try and maximize what they have. But I don't think that's going to be like a regular thing, but they might mess around with it a little bit.
Yesterday, I don't know if you heard me talking about it, but you know, I was kind of intrigued, I guess would be the word, with this potential draft class. Because like when you look at you know, some of the guys that we've seen in the preseason, Pooney, who probably is going to start at right guard, get him. I like Renardo Green. Obviously, you know how I feel about Jacob Cowing and Garindo. That's how you say his name, right? He's looking like he might be a player.
I don't know how you feel about Jacob Cowing. Big fan?
Big fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he could. I think, and this is no disrespect to him when I even give this saying. I know it's a low bar to a certain degree, but I think he's a better version, a way better wide receiver version of Ray McCloud.
Sure.
And I think, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but I like to see Jacob Cowing with this Niners team. So, and that's before we talk about, you know, Pershaw and what he might be. There's a potential. We don't know anything yet, but they might have done pretty good in this draft.
Yeah, I think so too. They could conceivably have like five guys from this draft class starting in week one. I don't think Malik Mustafa is gonna start.
I forgot Mustafa.
I don't think he's gonna start. It's not, Hufanga was activated today. If he's not starting, it's probably George Odom. But you mentioned Cowing is probably your starting punt returner. Garendo is probably your starting kick returner. Renardo Green could be starting at slot corner. And Dominic Pooney, you mentioned, is going to start at right guard. That if you have three starters, even over the next couple of years, you find three, four, maybe five starters in one draft. That's big time, especially since 23 looks like kind of a disaster right now.
You think this is the roster headed into Monday Night Football?
No.
No.
Okay. No. I think John Feliciano is probably going to go to IR. I would guess Ambry Thomas probably goes to IR, maybe. And
with returns.
Yeah, with return designations, yeah. Because you can only do the... This is the question I have, and hopefully John Lynch is talking tomorrow, maybe he'll answer this, but with the new rules, you can put, like they did today with Kalia Davis, you can put a guy on IR with a designation to return without having him on the 53-man. That used to not be the case. You used to have to make the 53-man, and then you could go on IR. Yeah. Well, you can now put two guys on IR before cuts with return designations. They only did one. And I'm not sure 100% why they did that. If the move is putting Ambry Thomas and John Feliciano on IR, why they wouldn't just do that now. That's what I'm not 100% sure on.
Okay. Go home.
No, I have more work to do.
Oh, well, go do more work then so you can go home.
Check, for sure.
And we'll talk much more about all of this on Friday. That's our man Kyle Madsen. Of the insiders, there's still a lot, believe it or not, that I want to talk about. You mentioned vibes yesterday regarding the San Francisco 49ers. Manti Te'o had something that I thought was interesting to say. And maybe the Deion Sanders conversation we get into with Jason Jones. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about that. So much more ahead. It's Thilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. It's also the home of the Humidor, where you can find the best cigars and the finest whiskey. Sky's the limit if you're 21 and over at Sky River Casino. More here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Oh, man, good day so far, man. Trista Crick with us. Kyle Mattson pops in, shares some thoughts as the 49ers trim their roster down to 53. Jason Jones going to join us. There's a situation involving Deion Sanders and some media members in Colorado that I was hoping to discuss before Jason got here, but the day is just kind of does what it does, and so I think it'll be fun to just talk about it with Jason because I think there's going to be a lot of, as there has been, a lot of different perspectives to this situation with Deion and in Colorado. And it's really, in my opinion, it's a conversation about media and sports media and things that, I don't know, things that I don't like and have never liked. But we'll talk about it. You said yesterday, and I know you posted on social media as well, so I forgot to block you after the show. Oh.
Hopefully I don't stay blocked. You know, hopefully I stay unblocked. Jeez.
You posted the clip of us, you talking about vibes and how you, you know, if I think I asked you outside of the holdouts, which obviously are getting more concerning by the day. Mm-hmm. I asked you what your biggest concern with the San Francisco 49ers was. And you talked about vibes and you laid out, you know, losing the Super Bowl and all of these different things. I want to pull up this clip. I haven't seen the clip. I actually read the transcript from it earlier, and it wasn't until like we were doing the show. I thought, oh, I wonder. I wonder if we have like the video version of the clip. It's Manti Te'o, who I believe is working now for the NFL Network.
Good for him.
And
he looks like he should be on the bloodline.
He absolutely does. But he's talking about the San Francisco 49ers here, and he used a particular phrase I thought was interesting. Here's Manti Te'o from the NFL Network.
There's a look that you see when somebody truly believes they're better than you. And I think for the past 5 to 10 years, we've got so accustomed to the San Francisco 49ers walking around not only the NFC West, but the NFL in general as these big bullies. You watch Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel coming out of the locker room with that bump box, and you watch them get into that scuffle in the pregame, and you watch their dominant defense and their run game. We got so accustomed to that. Well, I flipped on the TV and watched their past two preseason games when their starters played. And I just see an emotionally drained team. They've been to the NFC Championship 4 in the past 5 years.
Yep.
They've been to the Super Bowl twice, and they lost that Super Bowl to the same team. It reminds me of when I was with the Saints in 2017. We had the Minneapolis Miracle. We had to suffer that. That is just emotionally draining. Then the very next year, we play the Rams in the NFC Championship, and we have the no-call PI. We go through that. I can only imagine for the San Francisco 49ers what that feels like. And then I put on, we just saw the Seattle Seahawks preseason game, and you see that party that's in there.
Yeah.
The first drive, Geno Smith goes down there, hits Jackson Smith and Jigba, hits DK Metcalf, and that's without Kenneth Walker.
We can stop it there. That's Manti Te'o right there from the network. The phrase that got my attention was emotionally drained, and I thought that was a hell of a phrase. I feel like he was saying similar things to you yesterday when you talk about vibes, talk about, you know, losing the Super Bowl. You've had changes at the defensive coordinator position. You've got the situation involving Trent Williams, who's nearing the end of his career. You lost Eric Armstead, who was kind of a pillar of what you were doing. You have some really difficult choices ahead of you. You got the situation with Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, having, you know, multiple different losses in a row, not just the Super Bowl losses to the Kansas City Chiefs, but you have the loss to the Los Angeles Rams as well. And that's like the only time the Rams have beat you, which makes it worse. And I don't know why the term emotionally drained stood out to me so much more than vibes, you know, because vibes is kind of all encompassing. Mm-hmm. But emotionally drained is something
more specific.
Well, it's something that like Manti Te'o pointed out, like you could see it. You could just see. We all see it in life. Like in Manti Te'o is a guy who's been on the football field. He laid out his experiences with the Saints. Like that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And that's tough to recover from.
All right, there's a couple things going on. What he's saying is a possibility is 100% plausible and possible. The examples he cites are way infactual. Starters didn't even play. He said the last two games they played. Starters played, they didn't play at all against the Saints. So they didn't play two games.
Well, really, I think the, I mean, Brock and Kittle did play.
Brock played the Saints game. Kittle didn't play.
Kittle played the last game.
Yeah, and so did Debo. And they had like a 10-play.
I don't even think I knew Debo played.
He had the first catch of the game. First play, drop back, Debo to, or Brock to Debo for 30 yards. They had like a 10-play, 85-yard drive for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So the starters, and then the other one, they were driving down. Or no, I think
he had a pick six, too.
Yeah,
didn't
Grindo.
He?
I think that was the same drive Grindo drove down to the three or something like that. But that's neither here nor there. Them being emotionally drained, I don't think you're gonna see that yet. You're not gonna know that. Because think about it like this. The Spurs, when they lost to the Miami Heat, or just take anybody, Philadelphia, when they lost last year, whatever. Preseason, they ain't going to be looking no way. They're probably going to be looking a little irritated that the season ain't here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Niners. They've gone to the postseason, so none of this stuff matters. Like, that's their thing. None of it matters. What they going to be doing, bouncing up and down, getting ready for the season in August? They've been to the mountaintop. None of this stuff matters.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get to the season, and you can make the argument for them, the season don't even matter. Almost like a sprinter who's in the semifinals. I don't need to run. When I was younger, I tried to break the world record in the first heat.
Mm-hmm.
That don't matter. I need to be my best in the finals. And I think that's where their mindset is. Now, like I said, is it possible they're emotionally drained? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is where the things that he cited and you cited absolutely make sense.
And I also think maybe Manti might have been projecting a little bit because he lived through it, as he cited. Like, he lived through it, and he may have felt a certain way. They may have felt, the locker room may have felt a certain way for him with the New Orleans Saints following those games, particularly the second one. The first one happens. Like, it's life, it's sports. Happens again, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And there could have been a little bit of projection on Manti Te'o's part, pointing to, like, yeah, I don't think Debo's coming out with the bump box, in preseason game three, where, like, four starters are playing.
Right.
But I think he may have done kind of a clunky job of trying to tie his experiences into it by saying, I see them being emotionally drained, rather than saying, I'm concerned about them being emotionally drained.
Right.
Because here's what happened to me. Here's what happened to us. Here's what we went through.
And that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. The thing, and I love what he's saying with emotionally drained. I think
it's a fair question.
Yeah, it's a fair question. It's an astute observation. Like I said, it's a little more specific than just the vibes, like I was saying earlier. But here's where I'll say the vibe, this looks, if there is a difference, this is more of a vibe situation than emotionally drained situation. And the reason why I say that is the vibes is off because not everybody is worried about winning right now. I'm looking around, and
I understand.
And when we lost in the to the Eagles and everything, everybody was to get, let's get back. Come on, let's do our thing. Let's get back. We lost to the Rams. Oh, man. All right, let's get back. Let's get back. Now it's like, all right, we can get back, but I got to handle some stuff first. Like, and I know they're not thinking this, but they're like, yo, let's get back. I I got to handle this. I need to handle this first. And that's where I say the Vize, man. I've been saying it for a while. Not everybody is locked in on winning as a singular focus. It's a thing that I talk about with the Kings that I think was kind of missing last year and I think is back now this year. Winning is the only thing that matters in that locker room. That's where the 49ers need to get to. Now, the thing about it is you don't necessarily have to do that week one, especially when you're a team like the 49ers. Talented, you've been to the playoffs a lot of times. Like, you can kind of slow play this thing a little bit. There was, I think it was 2013, the year after they lost to the Ravens in the Super Bowl. They started off 1-2, and they looked emotionally drained. Like, they looked like they were a little tired and worn out. And they got back on track in the middle of that season and was able to go to the NFC Championship game and play in virtually the Super Bowl in that game against Seattle. So, and there was a time in the middle of the year where they got beat up by the Carolina Panthers. I remember they lost 10-9. Cap looked crazy. They got beat up, and everybody was like, oh, man, they not the bullies no more. They went on. They lost the Saints game as well. They went on, made the playoffs, beat Carolina in the playoffs, and they were playing their best football going into that NFC Championship game. So when you're a team like the 49ers, you don't necessarily have to peak week one. You probably actually shouldn't peak week one because you know it's a marathon. So if they don't come out like on fire, or what were they, 5-0 last year or something like that, they don't come out that way this year and they're 3-2, 4-1, something like that, it's the story wouldn't have been written at that point for this team.
We've seen Super Bowl appearing San Francisco 49ers teams in recent years have two very different roads there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The one we saw last year where they were the best or second best team in football the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
The one a few years prior, they weren't.
Yeah.
And they went on a run to become, ooh, this team looks legit. And I don't even know if they were favored to get to the Super Bowl at that point through their playoff games. Yeah. But they weren't the best team through 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. But two very, very different 49ers, two very, very different roads to the Super Bowl for the San Francisco 49ers. Obviously, the problem is they ended the same way. Mm-hmm. The question is, how does this road start? And that's just a question for us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Week to week, 49ers, 49. Only thing that matters is how this thing ends.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I to say not everyone is focused on winning is a completely fair statement, because Trent Williams is not there, and it's not because he doesn't want to win, it's because he wants money.
That's not his first objective.
Right. And the same is true with Brandon Ayuk. The thing about those two is, once the money situation is resolved, it's resolved.
Mm-hmm.
My concern with, like, because this doesn't appear to be a thing that's going to happen with Trent Williams, my concern is if Brandon Ayuk, because we've wondered, like, so what if it doesn't get done? Does he just play, Jesse asked this earlier, does he just play that last year at $15 million? And for me, I don't think you walk away from that. He has not made that kind of money in his career. This is his first contract.
Right.
You play it. Like, it sucks, but that's almost what you have to do.
Right.
The situation remains unsolved. I'm worried that that becomes problematic during the season. It could go one of two ways, because you talked about winning being the focus. No matter what, he's thinking about being healthy.
Right.
And I think sometimes when people are worried about getting injured, that's when they get injured the most.
Mm.
And that situation can't resolve itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a concern I have. But on the other hand, if the deals get done, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, I'm back with my guys. I'm back here with Brock and this offense. And I'm back here with these guys, and we're going to go try to win a championship. Once it's over, it's over.
Right.
They just haven't gotten to that point yet. And everyone's singular focus can be winning.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.